Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and okay, teachers, thanks to so many of you for packing the lines. Let's hear your stories of being trained in the new Common Core curriculum. David in Union County, you're on WNYC. You teach in Manhattan, even though you live in New Jersey, right?
Yes.
Hi, thanks for calling.
How are you? Great show. I love your show.
Thank you.
So I've been trained in the Common Core. I've probably spent the better part of the last 3 years training Common Core, either during professional time or in my free time, reading as many books as possible, researching as many different curriculums as possible, and have found amazing, wonderful stuff that is sort of under the Common Core label. The standards themselves, I think myself and all of my colleagues would agree, are really wonderful standards and have a lot of potential. They are incredibly rigorous.
Can you give us a good concrete example
of the standards?
Yeah, or what you've been reading about Common Core and what it makes you do different about any particular lesson plan or anything like that.
Okay, so it pushes one to think beyond just like discrete skills. You know, it asks the educator to think about, you know, what is the fundamental principle underneath the thing that you're trying to get across to students. And because they're broader, you know, this is what they're saying. The Common Core, there's less standards, but they're broader. Each standard is broader versus, like, the old New York State standards, which are just very, like, children will be able to add and subtract fractions. Children will be able to subtract. Students will be able to use scientific notation, very just like specific, whereas the Common Core tend to get a little broader. You can take a lot of these substandards and sort of fit them under one large Common Core standard. So that allows a lot of freedom in terms of interpretation. It can allow you to create projects versus just teaching specific skills. The problem is, you know, it really doesn't matter what an author thinks about the Common Core or what a teacher thinks about the Common Core. What matters is what the test companies think about the Common Core and how they interpret them.
Because you still have to prepare the kids for the test.
At the end of the day, that's the most important benchmark.
What do you teach?
I teach mathematics.
At what level?
6th, 7th, and 8th grade.
And so when you hear the chancellor say that she hopes that the more rigorous test can actually result in less teaching to the test, do you buy it?
I they're just completely disconnected from the reality of what's going on. I don't know what else to say. You know, I've spent 3 years. I was even an author. I participated in the New York City Common Core Assessment Pilot. We worked for the Institute for Learning. I spent a year of training trying to understand these things. They used material from the National Council on Teaching Mathematics.
So David, could they, with all your experience, learning about this and even helping devise it sounds like, could they make a test that reflects the quality of the standards in the Common Core that you described?
Yeah, and we started to make it. I and many other educators in New York City, both in ELA and in mathematics, started to make a New York State assessment or New York City assessment 3 years ago. And for a while, those we literally made like a learning progression, so like lessons teachers could use if they elected to, in the classroom that tied to this assessment. So you had lessons that reflected the test.
Right. And David, I'm going to leave it there and get some other voices on, but I really thank you for your valuable call. I appreciate it a lot. And we're going to go next to Bob in Trenton, who is a curriculum director. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Brian. Thanks for taking my call.
And where are you in a curriculum director? What's the context?
I'm actually a curriculum director for a consortium of schools in northern Bergen County.
Uh-huh.
And since the Common Core has come out, we've been working on developing curriculum guides and lessons. And most recently, I'm part of New Jersey's PARC Educator Leader Cadre, and we actually work with a similar group from New York and Massachusetts in getting learning about the upcoming PARC assessments. And, of course, New York and New Jersey are part of that consortium.
PARC assessments? Is that the term you used?
Yeah, PARC is the it's the Partnership for Assessment for Readiness in College and Career. And across the country, there will be two tests given to the 40 or so states that have signed on to the Common Core. Half the country are going to take a test produced by a group called Smarter Balance, and the other half are going to take these tests that were developed
right.
by
And Bob, I'm sorry to do this, but my control room is telling me that the crackliness on your line is so distracting that we're going to have to go on to another call. So maybe you can call back, and maybe we'll have a better line if you call back. But I'm going to have to move on for now to Paula in Brooklyn. Hi, Paula. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you today, Brian?
Good. What do you teach?
I teach science.
In what level?
High school level.
Uh-huh.
And, yes, I've had some training for the Common Core curriculum over the past 2 or 3 years. And I think that really what's happening is I agree with the chancellor that the training has been very uneven. I've been to some excellent ones, and I've been to some very confusing ones. And I think that that's actually creating confusion for the teachers. Because as we try to implement this, and we are the ones who will be responsible, I don't really care what she says, but teachers are going to be held responsible. But as we try to implement this and write our lesson plans to reflect it, you know, it's really difficult because I agree with what the previous caller said. These standards are very broad. So you're trying to interpret those standards and create lessons that are interesting, exciting. But it doesn't necessarily mean that you're actually going to have what is required for those students to pass very, very specific tests. And so the tests are not really reflecting what we're being asked to do. So I think it's sort of backwards that you would implement the new tests before everyone has really gotten to the point where they're more than adequate at using these standards.
If the standards are so broad, like you and the other caller described, does that leave more than before to the quality of the individual teacher? Because you have to be creative, you have to interpret what this means, and that it's going to be harder in a way if teachers aren't good to get kids college ready by the end of high school?
And I don't want to say that teachers aren't good. I want to say that there are many ways to interpret. You know, and some teachers may be better at interpreting some information than others.
Uh-huh.
And I also want to say that not only, I mean, what teachers are required to do at this point in terms of adapting the Common Core standards, as well as we're dealing with this whole Danielson rubrics that are being used for our evaluation. So that means that we have to take that into consideration when we're planning our lessons as well. So you're planning lessons around, you know, making sure you're touching all the points of Danielson, making sure you're touching all the points for the Common Core curriculum.
Do you think you have to
differentiate for the types of learners that you have in your class? I mean, now, like, this is a lot to ask people to do, and then actually their jobs or their, you know, their ratings are on the line for them.
Paula, thank you so much. Scott in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Scott.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
What do you teach?
I'm an 8th grade ELA teacher in the South Bronx.
Uh-huh.
So I have gotten a lot of experience with the Common Core over the past year. I'm just a first-year teacher. But I found a lot of opportunities for training through educator groups such as Educators for Excellence and working with the PARC Assessment Group. And I found that it really empowers teachers and that the standards are something that I have to bring to my students and really make me a creative teacher and really help out my students in the South Bronx.
Give me a concrete example of teaching English language arts in middle school in the South Bronx, how you feel that you're empowered by these standards.
Well, the standards are actually much simplified from past standards where there'd be, hundreds of standards, and a lot of teachers, what they would do is just, okay, this is what I'm teaching today. Here's the 10 standards. But right now, when there's so few standards, you're actually focusing on really important critical things. So if I'm looking at writing research papers, it's how to write a proper thesis, and that is one of the standard writing a claim, making an argument. And so really focusing in on that for a week, on one standard, getting that down, I see my students after a week of writing a bunch of claims that they're able to do that much stronger because these standards are so focused as well.
And do you think that tests could be developed? I don't know if as a first-year teacher you have an impression of these tests that, you know, everybody's so shocked about the results of from this year, but do you think that tests could be developed that accurately reflect your teaching of things like how to develop a thesis?
Of course, and I think people are working on that. As was just mentioned, Smarter Balance and PARC assessments are coming out in the next couple of years. So there's a large group of people making these tests so that they're not just from testing companies. These are sort of outside organizations that are doing them, and I think that'll help and improve the test a lot. I think the drop in test scores are something that's inevitable. The test was a lot more difficult than past years. My students were saying that they were certainly sweating a bit, and there's a lot of work that needs to be done on that regard. But I think overall this is a major paradigm shift in education. I'm seeing that from teachers. I'm seeing that from veteran teachers, and it's exciting to see.
Do you think there's an experience gap with respect to the attitudes? In other words, I didn't ask that well. Do you think that you as a younger teacher are in a group of younger teachers who are more enthusiastic about this and the older teachers are like, oh, now what are they sending down the pike?
That's certainly something that happens with any change in education, I think. And I think fresh blood is always going to be a little more excited about these things. And you hear from more veteran teachers that, oh, here's the newest fad. But when you talk to organizations that have put together the Common Core, and I was sent to Denver to go through Student Achievement Partners, which are some of the authors of the Common Core, and they said this is much more than just a fad, and this is sort of the future of education, and we're moving beyond drill and kill. We're actually getting students focused and ready for college so that they don't have to take remedial courses, and it's really exciting. And so what we're seeing is a lot of the younger teachers trying to bring that excitement to the older teachers.
All right, Scott, thank you very much. Oh, the older teachers listening are saying, is it fresh blood or is it naivete? Ha-ha. Ruvane in Brooklyn, you're going to get our last 30 seconds, and I'm sorry it's only 30 seconds, but tell us your story.
Okay, how you doing? Thank you so much for taking my call. Basically, I just want to say that the Common Core standards are completely missing out on how to teach students about morals and ethics inside of the classroom. It's not in there, especially with what's going on today with internet bullying and bullying that's happening so much with the social networking. I think the Common Core standards really needs to address this, and I think it can even be addressed on the way tests are given out in terms of the themes that are inside of the test with an English test and social studies test.
And that has to be the last word. I think it was a little off topic, maybe using this for another worthwhile, though it may be, agenda. But anyway, teachers, thanks for all your calls on the Common Core curriculum. We'll keep covering this before the start of the school year. And thanks to all of you who called and listened today. Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Have a great weekend. Talk to you Monday.